Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Trump administration is still trying to hack away at the Affordable Care Act. The Justice Department filed a brief yesterday that essentially sides with a lawsuit claiming the Obama-era law is unconstitutional. Now, a coalition of 20 states is suing the federal government, saying the ACA is invalid now that Congress has repealed the penalty for not having health insurance, that individual mandate requirement. The Justice Department says it agrees with those conservative-leaning states, and it will not defend several other key provisions of the law, including the one that requires insurance companies cover people with pre-existing conditions. Michael Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. He joins us. And Mike, we know in 2012, the Supreme Court said the ACA's individual mandate, the requirement, was constitutional because Congress has the power to impose taxes, so the penalty was seen as a tax. Then last year, Congress repealed the penalty or tax for not having insurance. So how did that play into the case? Is that at the heart of this?
Well, yeah, it is. And it's a little complicated, but It's important to note that what the Trump Justice Department is doing is arguing that the Obamacare provisions that require insurers to cover pre-existing medical conditions, the Justice Department is now arguing that they are sort of one in the same with the individual mandate that requires all Americans to have health insurance or else pay a penalty. So you're right. The Supreme Court in 2012 had upheld the individual mandate because it ruled that it fell under the government's authority to issue taxes. But since last year, Congress actually repealed the tax element of it. The Trump Justice Department is now arguing that there is no justification for the individual mandate because there's no tax associated with it. And that requirement is basically inseparable from the rules requiring insurers to cover pre-existing conditions. So both of those elements of Obamacare are at issue here.
When you say that it's inseparable, do you mean because you can't really cover pre-existing conditions unless you require everybody by insurance? Is that what you mean?
Well,
or is it just because it's a requirement?
The Trump Justice Department is basically fusing the two issues and saying you can't separate them. If you do want an insurance company to cover pre-existing conditions, part of the thinking of the individual mandate was that younger, healthier people who might not necessarily think they even need health insurance would actually be required to buy it. So that gives insurance companies very low-risk customers to sort of bring down the costs for those higher-risk customers with pre-existing conditions.
Well, states like New York are expecting to see premiums rise by 20% or more in 2019. And insurance companies are partially blaming the repeal of the individual mandate penalty for just the reason you said. Young, healthy people without a requirement to take it won't.
Right. Right. Yeah. And in New York State, it's a very eye-popping increase that the Department of Financial Services is projecting. About 12% if the individual mandate survives, but if it's repealed, they're saying about 24%. Now, this is for individuals buying insurance from the state marketplace that was created under Obamacare. So it's for that group of people, it's important to point out, not for the entire population.
Look, we're going to give this a lot more time down the road. Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News, on more disruption of health insurance. Mike, thanks.
Thank you, Robin.